Okay, so the question is how to go with the bliss or rapture when it arises and then not lose the stability altogether that gave rise to it, and also not be so cautious that you clamp down on it. In a way, it's quite simple, I think. What you're suggesting there is a little bit of bringing in the Vipassana Bhavana aspect of the practice. So sati is not adding or subtracting anything, right? So I think at first just learning what it is that's being added or subtracted. So you're learning about attachment or craving and how it manifests. It's a great opportunity. In a way, if we were focused on trying to get on dhyana, we'd want to fix that situation in terms of how we fix a broken sink. So in this practice, with a little bit more of a Vipassana Bhavana dimension to it, we want to learn what it is that we're getting up to, rather than fixing it so that we can get into dhyana. It's a lot more interesting. Well, what's the nature of attachment there? What's going on with that? Yeah. So take advantage of that, just to notice, what is that extra wanting? What's its location? What's its duration? What's its quality? It's a good opportunity there.